今天早晨我们要谈的信息从约翰福音第七章里面开出来。
This morning, the message we're going to preach about is from John chapter 7.
请弟兄姊妹们打开约翰福音第七章和我们一起来读，从第一节读到十三节。
John chapter 7, let's open the Bible together and we'll read from verse 1 through 13.
约翰福音第七章一到十三节。
John 7, verse 1 through 13.
我们一起来读。这事以后，耶稣在加利利游行，不愿在犹太游行，因为犹太人想要杀他。当时犹太人的祝棚节近了，耶稣的弟兄就对他说，你离开这里上犹太去吧，叫你的门徒也看见你所行的事。人要显扬名声，没有在暗处行事的。你如果行这些事，就当将自己显明给世人看，因为连他的弟兄说这话是因为不信他。耶稣就对他们说，我的时候还没有到，你们的时候常是方便的。世人不能恨你们，却是恨我，因为我指证他们所做的事是恶的。你们上去过节吧，我现在不上去过这节，因为我的时候还没有满。耶稣说了这话，仍旧住在加利利。但他弟兄上去以后，他也上去过节，不是明去，似乎是暗去的。正在极其，犹太人寻找耶稣说他在哪里，众人为他纷纷议论，有的说他是好人，有的说不然，他是迷惑众人的，只是没有人明明的讲论他，因为怕犹太人。这段圣经好像没有讲到什么特别稀奇主的教训，或者什么其他的事实发生的故事。
This portion of a scripture, it seems it did not really record any teaching from the Lord.
但是确实发觉了一些背后不太容易注意到的事情。
But actually, it reveals some facts that's very seldom been noticed before.
就是这个耶稣基督里面他的心态的问题。
It is his attitude.
同时因为讨论到耶稣基督心态的问题，也连带的把他的弟兄的心态也一样显明出来。
And at the same time, not only reveal his Jesus' attitude, also reveal his brother's attitude.
今天我们所传的信息从第四节说，人要显扬名声，这半句话。
And today we're going to preach from the verse 4. It says that any man who seeks to be known publicly.
在这里有一个问题，就是人要显扬名声。
Here we come to a fact that people want to seek to be known publicly.
用今天的话来说，就是知名度的问题。
Use today's words, is its popularity.
你看今天连这个民主党要竞选都出了一个大的难处。
The Democrats today have a big problem.
他们的问题是没有一个人能够和布希总统的声望相匹敌。
Because there's no one can really match up the fame and the position that President Bush has had right now.
其实你看他们在民主党会议里面开会吵来谈来谈去的事情，其实都不是什么都不是什么真主义的问题。
And so all they're really talking about and fighting about in the Democratic Party is not issues.
他们的问题是缺少一个领袖。
But rather, they lack of a leader.
缺少一个能够登高一呼，众人都跟从的领袖，这样他们就可以把布希总统打垮。
They're missing that one person who can just stand up there and be a real leader.
你看这些事也是可以说时势造英雄，这些年来这个共和党大占优势。
And it's really what the world is coming to, that just pushes out the Republicans.
接二连三，你看从伊朗扣留人质一直开始，这些事情世界上发生大事，使得在位的人也名望提高，这个知名度相对的提高。
And starting from the hostage situation in Iran, and all these things happening in this world, and somehow just make the Republicans stands out.
当世界上有各种变动的时候，当权的人总是占一点便宜。
And whenever there's a certain turmoil starting in the political system, somehow the leader is always can take the advantage of it.
这些日子，你看民主党提了什么人做总统提名的候选人，他们自告奋勇出来，连这个二万的市长都出来了。
And you see all the people just come out and try to brave it, and even include the former mayor from Irvine.
因为也许今年他竞选不成，但出来总是知名度要增加一点。
And maybe he's not going to succeed for sure, but anyway, but his popularity will increase.
弟兄姊妹，今天在这里我们不是讲政治。
But today we're not talking about politics.
而是要大家明白， 但是当时主耶稣就落在这一个知名度的问题中间。
But it's just the same that day when Jesus was precisely in a situation like this is the popularity matter.
我们知道主耶稣并没有在意这些外面的事情。
You see, Jesus never really cared too much about those outward things.
但是在当时的环境里面，他却因为行了许多的神迹。而他的知名度提高。
But at that time, because of all the miracles that he performed, he really was well known by all.
因为犹太人中间需要出来这样一位领袖，带领他们度过一个非常艰难的局面。
And the Jews really needed a leader like that to lead them through this difficult time.
不管这个领袖是政治性的人物或者宗教性的人物都没有关系。
It doesn't matter whether it's a true political leader or a religious leader.
他们在罗马的压制底下需要有一个人出来带领他们。
Under the oppression of Roman government, they really needed someone to come out and lead them.
他们的切身之痛是罗马政权的问题。
Because all that what they're really concerned about is this problem with the Roman ruling.
常常弟兄姊妹们，亲爱的朋友们，我们对周遭所发生的压力环境产生一些反应。
A lot of times we do react to all those problems that's happening around us.
但是我们看不见的，在我们心灵里面受罪的压制，我们却没有太多的反应。
But a lot of times we don't have any reactions when deep down inside our soul is being oppressed. Our soul is oppressed by sins.
所以主耶稣在当时很被他们当作一个政治的人物或者宗教的人物的领袖来看待。
So actually at that time, Jesus was merely considered as a political or religious leader.
他们对于他所宣传的讲到从罪里悔改的事情却没有太多的反应。
And so that they don't really have too much reactions when Jesus was preaching that you shall repent from sin.
因为罪的悔改是牵涉个人和他中间的关系。
You see, because that is really too personal.
无论如何耶稣在这样的环境里面。
Anyhow, Jesus in such a situation.
其实在教会中间也并不是不需要领袖。
And so, by the same token, in church, we also need leaders.
因为主告诉我们说，他把我们放在地上，是要我们做世上的光，世上的盐。
Because Jesus did teach us that when he put us on this earth, so that we can be the salt and the light of this world.
如果我们真能够影响社会，我们就是社会的领袖。
So if you can really influence this society, you are the leader of the society.
如果我们真正能够叫社会因着信主的人增加，而所有的道德局面、经济的环境都改变，我们就是领袖。
So if we can influence this society so that people will come to know the Lord and then change the whole situation, we are the leaders.
有些时候我们好像不愿意出名啊，中国人说人怕猪出名啊，猪也怕肥。
But there's very as a Chinese, there's a saying that you just don't want to be famous, just as a swine does not want to get fat.
Fat it.所以你看连我讲到哪里去讲猪去了
人怕出名
前些日子我看我忽然有兴趣看一看从前所读的国文课国文的东西
And a few days ago all of a sudden I come across this book so to review my high school Chinese
所以我就看一看论语
And so I read about the Confucius the saying of Confucius
我就发现有一句话很有意思孔子就讲什么他说他呀真是有幸啊
And Confucius saying something like this, that he considered himself very fortunate.
因为他说他一犯过错的时候，众人都来告诉他的。
Because he said, once he just make any mistakes, a lot of people will come up to him and tell him about it.
你知道要做领袖就有相当大的代价。
You see, if you want to be a leader, there's a lot of there's a price to be paid.
我们宁愿在暗地里面什么人都不知道。
And it would be much easier if we just do things in secret.
但这些也是不对的心态。
But that is also a wrong attitude.
主耶稣在这里却不是这样情形。
So, but Jesus is not like that.
主耶稣并没有说他不上耶路撒冷去。
See, Jesus did not say that he would not go to Jerusalem at all.
因为事实上我们看见以后在过节的时候主也上去了。
Because later on we know that Jesus eventually did win.
并且在那里他在圣殿里面教训人。
And then he teaches people in the temple.
所以这里似乎主要的问题是说人是不是要自己来显扬名声的问题。
So here it comes to a question whether one should seek this fame by himself.
我又想到孔老夫子的话。
And again, I'm thinking, I was reminded of Confucius.
他们的学生问他说：“夫子有这样的名望是怎么来的呢？”
And the people asked him, "Oh, you obtained such fame. Where did it really come from?"
他说是自己得来的呢，还是别人给他的呢
？And is it something that you seek by yourself, or it was given by others?
所以他的学生就说：“夫子温良恭俭，让以得之。”
And who said that?
Sorry, 他的学生说的。
So the student claims that, you must be very gentle, very nice, respectful, polite and thrifty, so that other people will honor you with this fame.
这是中国人的道理，对不对？
Now this is Chinese philosophy.
在属灵事情上也一样的。
But the same in the spiritual matter.
主耶稣所以被高举，成为万王之王，成为万主之主。
The why Jesus has been raised up as the King of Kings and Lord of Lords.
他所以被神的右手所高举，神赐给他他超乎万民之上的名。
Now why has he been raised up by Lord God and become the savior of all nations?
神给他超乎万民之上的。
And the Lord gave him the name above all names.
因为他拣选了十字架的道路。
Because he chose the road of cross.
所以弟兄姊妹，你看见没有？耶稣就是这个人的生命，根本上他是顺服神，以至于死，放弃自己，神却想把他高抬。
So that in Jesus, his life history is that he was just lay down his life and then was raised up by God.
领袖就有两种。
So there are two kinds of leaders.
一种是为着自己的利益。
One is really working everything for himself.
一种是为着神的国。
The other one is working for the kingdom of God.
耶稣基督就是完全为着神的国，为着神的旨意而活着的人。
And Jesus Christ is one that was totally for the kingdom of God.
今天教会里面需要领袖。
Today the church needs leaders.
我们看见从前人对于保罗的批评是什么？
And we know that in the old time, what other people criticized Paul about.
不是批评，给他的恭维是，给他的评语是什么
？Oh, the people talk about Paul.
他说他和希拉这两位弟兄是为着神不顾性命的。
And they consider Paul and Silas to be the one that will just forget, will give their life totally.For the gospel.
所以弟兄姊妹们，一个属灵的领袖，如果不是为了自己，而是为了神的国度，应当是得的人所有的尊重和跟从。
So, a spiritual leader, if he is not for himself, but rather for the kingdom of God, and normally he should be respected and will be known to others.
但是从外面看，有时候不容易分辨。
But outwardly, sometimes it's very hard to tell.
你看连主耶稣在这里他的弟兄也不信他
Even Jesus in this situation his own brother does not believe him
他们的话里面带着一种嘲讽的意思
Because in their words there was a little criticism there marking
主耶稣所做的一切事情都好
It seems that what he did what Jesus did is all okay
他医病他传道他赶鬼
He healed the sick and he spread God's word and cast out demons and whatever he's teaching
他所讲的话大有能力，能够叫人扎心。
And the word he uttered is have such a power that will just pierce people's heart.
本来应当这样的工作，结果叫人能够相信他是神所差来的那一位。
The result of this kind of work should brought people to the Lord and should make people recognize he's the one that sent from the Lord.
但是若是有些人持不信的态度，先就拒绝了耶稣。
But some people would just don't believe him in the first place and just rejected him.
你知道中国人说欲加之罪何患无辞
And it's just like a Chinese saying that if you want to find some fault, you definitely will be able to do that.
所以他们就看主耶稣，他是为了自己的名望，要宣扬他自己的地位，得的人的跟从，为了自己。
So they consider him to be one that seeking fame.Want people to follow him.
他们的兄弟就说：“人要显扬名声，没有在暗中行事的。
So、
你如果行这些事，就当将自己显明给世人看。”
So that his brother would say, "Well, if someone want to seek fame, publicly, he should go to the public place and make other people see what he's doing."
你假如要做民主党候选的提名的候选人，你一定要去参加民主党的大的 convention。
So if you want to be nominated as a candidate for the Democrats, you first thing you have to go to the convention.
他就要想出各种方法把自己显明在世人的面前。
And use all means to try to make himself known to the people.
你看，连大卫旧约里面大卫也遇见同样的问题。
And David in the Old Testament faced the same problem.
就是那个杀死歌利亚的大卫，大家记得吗
？Now you all remember that David who killed Goliath.
我想我们都记得大卫杀死歌利亚的故事。
I believe you all remember that story.
你知道他怎么样会到战场上去的吗
？But you know how did he ever come across that he was so happened to be in the battlefield?
他的父亲为了要叫他去看看他几个哥哥在战场上面。
And it's all because he was sent by his father to visit his brothers who are soldiers there.
所以就叫他带一点饼，带一点吃的食物去给他兄弟。
So he brought some food and drinks and for his brother.
我相信很好玩哈，那时候当兵还自带粮饷，还有额外补充的军粮的。
So it's very very interesting at that time. Even when people in the army as a soldier, you have to somehow provide your own food.
好像父母亲去宿舍里看望儿女一样，总带点东西去。
Just like parents go visit the kids in the dorm, always bring some food along.
大卫就去了。
And so David went.
他早晨把他的羊交托给他的给他其他人看守，上了战场。
In the morning, that he asked somebody else to take care of the sheep, and then he start off to the battlefield.
但是等到他到了战场以后，听见那个歌利亚在那里大言不惭的。羞辱以色列人。
But when he actually get there, he heard that this Philistine Goliath was mocking and humiliating God's army.
那么大扫罗王也在那里悬赏出一个奖赏。
And Saul also opposed this reward.
他说若有人能够把哥利亚杀死的，我要把我的女儿嫁给他。
He said if anybody should kill Goliath, then I will have my daughter marry him.
结果那些以色列的士兵所注意的不是歌利亚，而是扫罗的女儿。
So the people starting to pay attention not to Goliath, but rather to the Saul's daughter.
我想扫罗的女儿大概不很漂亮。
I believe maybe his daughter is not that pretty.
所以没有人去悬赏，
所以
竞争。
Nobody's braving it.
大卫不是心不在这里。
But David's heart is not on that.
大卫听见歌利亚的话，非常的愤怒。
And David was very, very angry when he heard what Goliath said.
他说：“这个没有受割礼的非利士人，怎么在这里羞辱以色列耶和华的神，耶和华神呢？”
He said, "Oh, how can this uncircumcised Philistine mocking the Almighty God?"
他问了几次，人还是拿。扫罗的奖赏来回答他。
So he asked people about this several times, and people just keep on giving him the answer about this great reward.
我想他因为问的太多，这些当兵的人也觉得他们在威胁这些当兵的人的这些勇敢。
So maybe because David was asking too many times, and the soldiers feel threatened.
哦，我们在这里打仗没有办法。你一个小孩子从后方来，倒说起风凉话来。
So they probably say, "Oh, we soldiers here. We as if we don't know anything, and you little kids coming from behind, and what are you going to do?"
所以这些哥哥们非常气愤，要把他赶回去。
So those brothers are very, very angry. They want to chase him back.
他们对大卫做什么
？So they said to David.
大卫的兄长以利亚说：“我知道你的骄傲和心里所怀的恶念。”
So he said, "Oh, I know you're proud and the evil thoughts in your heart."
你上来就是为了看热闹。
Now you the purpose of you coming here is that you just want to see what's going on.
所以我们有时候讲话当中有这个 communication 有沟通的困难。
So there's definitely communication problem there.
这里面个人说个人的话，没有一个人大家听见对方讲什么。
Because everybody just speak their mind and not really listening to each other.
哥利亚讲哥利亚狂语。
Goliath was mocking, talking proudly there over there.
扫罗发出他的悬赏
，and Saul was just posting the reward.
士兵在那里议论纷纷
，and all the soldiers was just arguing with each other.
以利亚，对他的兄弟完全不能接受
，and this David's brother cannot just accept David at all.
大卫的心却在神的国度上面
，but David's heart is in God's kingdom.
他完全是为了神的荣耀，奋不顾身出来。
It's for God's glory that he just forget about himself and want to come out and fight.
这就是
为什么大卫能成为以色列人领袖的原因。
And that's precisely the reason why David eventually became the great leader of Israelites.
连大卫也有这样的问题。
But at that time, David was facing the same problem.
主耶稣也有这样的问题。
And so Jesus here is facing the same problem.
很可以有人来用这些话来攻击主耶稣。
And the people just use that kind of a word to attack him.
并且我们要注意到，在约翰福音第七章祝棚节之前是什么样一个场合。
And this special spot we should notice, this is the time before the feast of tabernacle. And you know what kind of situation at that time.
因为在约翰福音第六章，主耶稣刚刚用五饼二鱼喂饱了五千人。
Because right in the previous chapter was recorded that he just used five loaves and two fish to feed 5,000.
很多人在这议论纷纷，圣经里第七章就说众人为着他议论纷纷。
And the people were just grumbling and talking about this thing.
纷纷议论，论论什么东西呢？
And what they're talking about?
他是好人，他是坏人。
Whether he's a good man or an evil man.
他是真正神差来的，还是自己高举为王的？
Is he really the one that sent from God, or is he the one that just want to boast about himself?
其他几本福音书里面说，众人要来强迫他做王。
And there's some in the other gospels was recorded that people just thronged him to want him to be the king.
主耶稣就从这些人群中间完全退开来去。
But Jesus sort of just escaped and left them.
所以他们上去过节的时候，他也对他的兄弟说：“我现在不上去过节。”
So when people are trying to go up to Jerusalem for the feast, he told his brother, "No, I don't want to go."
你们的时候常是方便的，我的时候却不方便。
You say your time is always in opportune, but my time is not yet.
什么叫你的时候、你们的时候总是方便的呢？
Now what does it really mean that your time is opportune?
意思就是说，世人的道路抓紧机会，有一天就有一天，有一天就当一天。
But it rather mean that the time of the worldly people is that they take one day at a time and they just grasp at whatever opportunity coming up.
你不能错过任何的机会。
And don't miss any chance.
因为这些机会来到你面前，就是你显扬名声的时候。
Because that's the when the chance comes, you better do something about it.
弟兄姊妹，我们要弄清楚，很多时候我们所受的教训，以为说今天不应当有领袖。
And brothers and sisters, don't make any mistakes. A lot of times from our old teachings, we thought today we shouldn't have any leaders.
我们更以为说我们不应当跟从任何人。
And at the same time saying that we shouldn't follow any person.
上一个礼拜天晚上，我看见 Billy Graham 他在传扬福音。
And last week I saw the crusade on TV of Billy Graham.
我看见这样一位多年侍奉神的老仆人在 TV 上面头发都已经花白。
And I saw him this old servant of God on TV was totally white hair.
他在那里宣扬神的福音。
And he is preaching the gospel.
讲到今天世界上各地所发生的情形，正在等候福音的工作临到他们。
And talking about all the things that are happening on this earth, they're just waiting for the gospel to be preached there.
特别讲到在苏联的工作。
Especially talking about the work in Russia.
他在那里 Scotland, 对英国人在 Scotland, 苏格兰那里讲说是福音从前早就来过这里，现在却没有继续在这里传扬。
And he told the people in Scotland there, saying that the gospel was there long time ago, but today the people are not really evangelized.
因为这些人许多信主，他们的后代都已经转向世界。
Because the descendant of those Christians has eventually all turned back to the world.
他那天讲的题目三个字，叫做你们要回想罗德的妻子，用英文三个字 ，Remember Lot's wife.
And the topic that night was talking about remember Lot's wife.
劝勉神的儿女，多抽给谁，向谁多要；多交给谁，向谁多取。
And he encouraged the people there, saying that whoever will receive more, the Lord will ask more from them.
因为英国最早是福音的地方。
Because in that place, in the very very early time, that was where this gospel started.
我就想起我们在教会里面，弟兄姊妹们听见福音比那些世人更多。
So that reminds me that in church today we sit here and we listen to gospel. It was much much more than all the other real worldly people.
主话也说，我多托给谁，向谁多要；多给谁，向谁多取。
And God also said that I will ask more from those who I gave more.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们的责任很大。
So our responsibility is great.
若是我们不能够明白福音的 性质。
So if we don't really know the character, the essence of the gospel,
如果我们不能明白福音在我们身上也产生的果效，
if we don't know the effect of a gospel that's in our own lives,
如果我们不能明白福音在我们身上的使命，
if we don't know the commission of gospel in our lives,
我们是亏欠主，
then we come short, we owe the Lord.
所以当 Billy Graham 在那里讲到这些事情的时候，
So when Billy Graham was talking about all that,
我从心里面认识这个人不是为了他自己的名望，是为了神的国在那里讲话。
And I have to recognize from my heart that this man is not doing this for himself, but rather he's doing this for the kingdom of God.
今天我们需要这样的神的仆人们。
Today we need God's servants like this.
当我看见这个满头花白头发，他已经快点70岁了，
When I see this white haired servant,who is almost reaching 70.
我就想今天教会需要更多年轻的弟兄姊妹们，甚至少年人起来为着神的国度而活。
So I'm just reminded, today the church really need more young people, even the teenagers who started to giving their lives to the Lord.
为着这个时代的需要。
For this generation.
为着神国度的需要。
For God's kingdom.
我们应当勉励自己。
We have to encourage each other.
我们应当求主给我们在教会中间兴起人来。
We have to ask the Lord to raise up leaders.
不是要显扬名声。
Not so that they'll be famous.
但是你看弟兄姊妹们。
But brothers and sisters.
Look.
Look.
教会也好，历史也好。
Whether it's in church or in human history.
所有的时代都是因着领袖所带进来的领导能力而在那个时代中间产生影响。
And all generations was greatly affected by a few leaders.
如果你要把历史重新记载的话，
If you want to rewrite the history,
在那些纷乱的事现象中间，你怎么样能够把事情脉络分明的记载呢？
Now, how can you really try to get get some kind of an order out of this chaos?
大部分历史学家都从人的身上着手。
And most historian will try to find a few people.
在历史时代中间找几个能够有影响力的，不管它是好是坏，拿出来记载。
In that certain period of time, they will always find out a certain people, whether it's a good influence or bad. Those are the leaders.
让人能够从以往的时代中间得到一些教训。
So that people will learn the lesson from the history.
这也是为什么许多时候教会中间那些侍奉主的人，他们常常他们的生平传记被人诵读，而在他们在诵读的时候产生影响力量。
And that's why a lot of the biography of a certain God's servant was so popular, and everybody read about them, and then they were.And the people who read them will be affected.
而我们读的时候并没有觉得这些人是为了自己。
And when we read those books, we find out that these people are not really for themselves.
弟兄姊妹们，耶稣基督是一个完全为了神国度的人。
And while Jesus Christ is the one that was totally dedicated to God.
他是神的儿子。
He is the Son of God.
但是当他来到地上的时候，完全是在人的身份和地位中间说话行事。
But when he come down to earth, he isis acting as a 100% human.
他最喜欢用的名字在自己身上叫做人子。
He like to use the term
Son of Man. 但是人子这个名字当他用的时候是代表了整个的人类。
So when he used the term Son of Man, it really represented all mankind.
所以当人子在父神面前顺服的时候，他的心乃是盼望所有的人向着神能够忠心。
So when Son of Man was obedience before the Lord. Jesus' heart is really bringing the whole human, all mankind before the Lord.
主耶稣说，人子要被举起来，在十字架上面被高举。
And Jesus said, the Son of Man shall be raised up on the cross.
我们已经说过十字架的道理。
And we know that is cross.
主耶稣舍弃一切，为了讨父神的喜悦。
And Jesus just abandoned.Give up everything so that he will be pleasing to God.
他没有争执说今天他的名望究竟如何。
And he never really fight about his own fame.
但是神却说他的名声他要传到远方。
But then the God will say that his name shall be preached to far places.
弟兄姊妹，今天我们已经经过这些历史上的事件，在我们自己时代中间来看以往所发生的事。
So today, through all this history, now let's look at ourselves.
假如我们对整个神的国度有点概念的话，
If we have a little understanding of the whole kingdom of God,
我们知道主耶稣已经为了神的国度做了他的基督。
So we already know that Jesus is Christ, for God's kingdom.
耶稣就是神国度的弥赛亚。
And Jesus is that Messiah for God's kingdom.
那位大君王。
And he is that great king.
他今天已经升上高天。
Today he already raised up to the high heavens.
已经坐在父的宝座里。
And already is sitting on the right hand of the Father.
其实人无论说他是不是要显扬名声，对他再也没有任何的影响。
And it really doesn't matter whether people were talking about him.Which way people talk about him.
但是我们今天却应当把耶稣基督的名传扬出去。
But today we have to preach this name, the name of Jesus.
弟兄姊妹们，当我读到约翰福音第七章这段记录的时候。
So when I read about the recording here in chapter 7.
很强烈的这句话，人要显扬名声，这个观念其中所代表的一切意义放在我的心里面。
And so I just suddenly feel the impact of this one verse.
我起先觉得这段话怎么能当做一篇信息来传扬呢
？At first, I thought, "Now, how can I derive a message from this one verse?"
但我当时，当我越祷告的时候，越觉得今天我们有三个需要。
But the more I pray about this, the more I feel that today we have three needs.
第一个
，One，
我们需要做一个跟随耶稣的人。
We need to be someone who absolutely follow Jesus.
你知道，今天世人都在寻找一个可跟随的领袖。
You see, today the whole world is seeking after a certain leader.
但是你跟领袖跟来跟去，结果怎么样呢
？But when you try to follow a certain person, and what's the outcome?
我想很多人一定很心里很庆幸他没有跟随Gorbachev。
And I believe a lot of people in Russia will be very happy that they did not follow Gorbachev.
人的领袖都会改变。
Because all human leaders will change.
如果你立刻从Gorbachev转到Yeltsin。
If you were right now trying to switch from Gorbachev to Yeltsin,
Yeltsin 也不一定保险的
and it's not very, very, sure either.
弟兄姊妹们，今天世人我们需要跟随一位领袖，能够真正带领我们前面的道路。
Today we really need to follow a leader who can really lead us in the future.
无论是什么政治的领袖，都不能带给我们真正道路。
And no political leaders can really lead us into this right road.
只有耶稣，他是神的道路。
Only Jesus who is the way.
主耶稣宣告说：“我就是道路、真理、生命。”
Because he claimed that he is the way, the truth and the life.
若不借着我，没有人能够到父神那里去。
And nobody can go to the Father without me.
但是反过来说，若是我们跟随耶稣，我们的方向一定能够到父神那里去。
So on the other, so if you, so if we should follow Jesus, we will be sure to go to be with the Father.
今天我们跟随主，主是我们的生命、平安、力量。
So today we follow the Lord, and He is our life, He's our peace, and He's our strength.
我们确定认识耶稣是谁。
And so, and we have to know who He is.
我不晓得我讲过这个故事没有。
I don't know whether I tell you the story or not.
有一次，我的父亲跟我的外公在传福音。
Once my father was preaching gospel to my grandpa.
不晓得怎么搞，讲起他们从前小时候，我父亲小时候的事情。
And somehow they mentioned the things happening when my father was young.
大概他们的谈话是要跟随耶稣的问题。
Maybe they were talking about following Jesus.
你知道，我对我的长辈传福音很难，我父亲对他的长辈传福音一样很难。
You see, it's very hard for me to preach gospel to my elderly
generation.
To my elder generations, and it's the same thing with my father, and he's very hard to preach to my grandpa.
我父亲就讲一个故事。
So my father was telling him a story.
我父亲就说在他小的时候，他十三岁的时候。
He said when he was 13.
我的祖父就是他的父亲已经过世了。
And his father died.
那别人就说这个孩子很有前途。
So they say, well, this kid is very smart, and he will probably have a very bright future.
但是真是可惜啊
But it's such a pity.
就是缺少一个给他带路的人。
Because he now lost this one who can lead him.
我想也许在从前的社会里面，每个人都需要有人引荐给他带路。
So I believe in the old society of Chinese that everybody needs someone to recommend you to lead you on.
但是你知道我的父亲说什么
？But my father said.
我的父亲就把这段故事讲给我的外公听。
My father told this story to my grandpa.
我的外公就在那里点头说。
And my grandpa said yes.
他已经九十多岁了。
He's already 90.
他说到现在我还觉得需要一个引路的人。
He said even now as a 90-year-old, I still feel I need someone to lead me.
弟兄姊妹，不管你什么年岁。
So it doesn't matter how old you are.
有一个特性是你知道的。
There's one character we all have.
就是圣经上说这条路你们向来没有走过。
Because it's just like the Bible claimed that this road nobody has gone on before.
人生的道路总是前面没有走过。
Because we never knew our future.
谁来带领我们呢？
Now who's going to lead us?
只有耶稣。
Only Jesus.
只有耶稣基督他是引路者。
Only Jesus, he is the guide.
圣灵在我们心里面带领我们。
And Holy Spirit will lead us in our heart.
所以弟兄姊妹们，在我们已经信主人来说，我们需要把全心投靠在主耶稣身上。
So as a Christian, as the one who already believing the Lord, we shall already commit it all to him.
耶稣是真正的领袖。
And he is a true leader.
他必能带领我们。
He surely he can lead us.
第二点我心里有个感想。
Secondly,
若是你还没有信耶稣。
If you have not believed in the Lord yet,
你需要认识耶稣是谁。
You have to know who he is.
你把你的生命献给他。
You give your life to him.
你祷告你接受他。
And pray and receive him.
你把你自己一生都交在他的手里。
And you give all your life to him.
他必要负你的责任。
And he definitely will take up this responsibility.
昨天下午胡弟兄和我去看洪弟兄他们一家。
Yesterday afternoon, Brother Hu and I visited Brother Hong's household. They came out of mainland China. And it goes without saying that they must have a lot of rich experience. But the most wonderful thing I heard is from Brother Hong. They came here, they say that they are not trying to seek a better life, but rather to find the direction of life.
感谢主，洪老姊妹在国内在大陆就已经受洗了。
And we really praise the Lord that our elderly sister Hong already received the Lord in mainland.
所以昨天下午我们有很好的机会在那里祷告。
So we have a wonderful experience there and to lead them to the Lord.
若是你还没有信主。
If you have not received the Lord yet.
你还没有采取这个决定。
If you have not made the decision yet.
你需要快一点决志，接受耶稣做你的救主。
You need to make this decision soon.To receive him,
让他来带领你
so that he can lead you.
这是一位真正的领袖
He is a true leader.
他能把你带到神的国
He can lead you into the kingdom of God.
第三件事情
Thirdly,
我在主的面前祷告
I pray before the Lord.
我们需要为着年轻人祷告
We should pray for the young people.
其实不只是年轻人
Actually, it's not just the young people.
任何神的国度中间有心的人都应当我们为他祷告
And all those people who have a heart for the Lord, that we shall pray for them.
求主选召更多的人出来侍奉主
so that the Lord will send more, will call more people out to serve Him.
我们看见马太福音里面的故事
and we see the stories in the book of Matthew.
天国好像一个家族清早出去雇人
It's like the kingdom of God is like a master who went out and hired workers.
有早雇的，有晚雇的。
And some he hired earlier, and some he hired much later.
神的国度中间一直需要有人出来侍奉。
But in God's kingdom, constantly is hiring.
在后的要在前，在前的要在后。
And the person who's behind shall be ahead, and who's ahead sometimes might be going behind.
蒙召的多，选上的少。
And those who are called, the many are called, the few are chosen.
所以我们需要为着主祷告，为着神的国度祷告。
So we have to pray for the Lord, for God's kingdom.
我听见我们弟兄姊妹中间有一些人心被主摸着。
I heard some of you among us that was really touched by the Lord.
在这，甚至有人说他已经决志出来侍奉主。
Even some already made up his mind he wants to serve the Lord.
在这里我不说他的名字。
I won't say who he is or she is.
我们需要更多为着。弟兄姊妹们祷告。
But we really have to pray for our brothers and sisters.
在神的国度中间，代代有人出来。
Because in God's kingdom, every generation, there are people coming out.
我们为着他们祷告，求主叫他们出来的时候，不是为了自己的名声。
And we pray that when they come out, it's not for their own fame.
而是为了神国度的名。
But rather for God's kingdom.
为着耶稣基督的荣耀。
For the glory of Jesus Christ.
为了宣扬神主耶稣基督的名字。
And for preaching the gospel and his name.
弟兄姊妹们，这里我们看见人的路跟神的路不一样。
Here we see the two different, totally different way of the man's way and God's way.
人要显扬名声，没有不到耶路撒冷去的，没有在暗处行事的。
And any person who want to make himself known will always will go to the big place.
但是神的道路 这些名望不是人自由取来的。
But those in God's way, those fames are not, it cannot be grasped by man.
我刚才已经说过，是因着接受十字架的道路，在生命中降卑，而神把它升高的。
But rather receive the way of cross and humble themselves, and then the Lord will raise them up.
真正属灵的领袖，十字架的经历越多，越能够吸引人跟随耶稣。
A true spiritual leader, when he experiences more of the cross, then he can attract even more.
主耶稣说，我的时候还没有满。
The Lord said, "My time is not yet."
等到满的时候。
And when my times come,
他就被高举在十字架上面。
Then he will be raised up on the cross.
吸引万人来归。
And he will attract millions to him.
求主今天早晨。
We pray that the Lord this morning
吸引我们众人的心跟随。
Will attract our hearts to follow him.
我们一同祷告。
Let us pray.
弟兄姊妹，我们愿意把自己的生命奉献在主手里，跟随这位伟大领袖救主的，请我们在主的面前一同祷告。
Lord, for all those of you who really want to dedicate your life to follow this great leader, let's all pray with our heart before him.
在我们中间第一次接受耶稣做你救主的，我更希望你也这样祷告。
Those who just received the Lord as his personal Savior for the first time, I beseech you also pray this way.
我们一起祷告。
Let us pray together.
主耶稣，我们把生命奉献给你。
Lord, we give our lives to you.
在这个纷乱的世界中间。
In this chaos.
各种学说，各种主义。
And all the theories and all the isms.
只有耶稣基督神荣耀的福音永远不改变。
Only the gospel of our Lord will never change.
我们既然听见。
And when we hear it,
就知道是神的道。
We know this is the way of God.
我们接受你做我们的救主。
We want to receive you to be our Savior.
求你除去我们的罪。
And take away all the sins.
求你住在我们的心里。
And stay in my heart.
求主把新的生命给我们。
And we pray that you will give the new life to us.
也求主把跟随你的心智赏赐给我们。
And we pray that you will give us this heart that we will follow you.
让我们知道我们今天已经在神的国度中间。
So that we know today we're in the kingdom of God.
而你是我们的领袖。
And you are our captain.
主耶稣，我们把赞美敬拜归给你。
Lord, we give you all our praise and thanks.
我们也求你在教会中间兴起人来。
And we pray that you will raise up people in your church.
使他们真正跟随你。
So that they will follow you thoroughly.
做一个侍奉你的人。
And become a servant.
我把赞美敬拜归给你。
I give you all praises and thanksgiving.
靠耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.